Throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." Now, before we start, I need to make one thing very clear here. This is not Melanie and Melissa's fault. There hasn't been some terrible typo where the wrong reading was put in the bulletin for this week. Let me also reassure you, you have not had a little mini Rip Van Winkle where you slept through Christmas and Lent and all of a sudden woken up just in time for Palm Sunday. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, a season of waiting for Christmas. And yes, our reading today is supposed to be Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem at the beginning of Holy Week. Now you might be asking yourself just why in the world that is. Rightly. But in truth, the answer is very simple. It's because we're Lutheran. And let's face it, we Lutherans are, how do I put this delicately, weird. We're bizarre. We're strange. We're not quite normal. We're different. I mean, you get the picture. We don't do things the way that other people do. We stand out. We go against the grain. We march to our own drummer in many ways. We're not like other people. We do things and say things and believe things that make others look at us kind of quizzically and shake their heads in befuddlement and make them mutter, "The Lutherans must be crazy." Let me give you a for instance. We'll start with today. Today, December 2nd, 2018, is the beginning of our new year. For real. Last Sunday was the last Sunday of the church year, and today marks the beginning of a new church year for us. Our readings have moved into Series C of our three-year lectionary. Lutheran pastors all across the world have archived all their sermons and services from last December until last week, and we are starting a brand new year in the church. And that's crazy, isn't it? Because everyone knows that January is the beginning of the new year. Us Lutherans. Church. Because we're different. We're unique. We're strange. Even. And since we're already doing things differently by starting our new year at a weird time, it makes sense that the things we do that begin that year would be a little bit strange as well.
Like we've already established,
our gospel reading really seems out of place. Now there is a definite connection. Advent means arrival. The season of Advent is a season of waiting for the arrival of Jesus, waiting to celebrate his birth. And of course, his birth was for the sole purpose of his entering into Jerusalem to present himself as the perfect sacrifice in our place. So Christmas, Advent, arriving in Bethlehem, Palm Sunday, Advent, arriving in Jerusalem, it actually does make sense, and it really paints a beautiful picture of why we celebrate. But it takes a little thinking, doesn't it? And our world isn't really into thinking all that much. So to many, it's just weird that we would have a Palm Sunday reading at the beginning of our Advent and Christmas season. But of course, that's not the only thing weird about Advent for us Lutherans. I'm guessing you noticed some pretty big differences in our liturgy today. In fact, I'm sure you did, because we didn't have any solos when the singing suddenly stopped. What do we crazy Lutherans do to celebrate Advent? We omit the hymn of praise, and we take out our joyous cries of Alleluia. At a time when most people in the world are singing more, we Lutherans, known for our singing, are singing less, causing these abrupt and jarring halts to our beautiful liturgy, taking out the songs that many people would think we might sing only during this season. And why do we do that? Because Advent is a penitential season, a season where we acknowledge our sin and our need for a Savior. And one of the ways that we do that is by this sort of liturgical fasting, leaving out our most joyous songs to remind ourselves that we are sinners, that we should mourn our wretchedness. Even as we look forward to celebrating the birth of Jesus, we repent of the fact that it was our sin that made his humble birth necessary. Our Advent hymns usually aren't the jaunty, upbeat tunes you hear on radio stations in the months before Christmas. A lot of them are in minor keys. They have a dark and somber tone to them. They focus on sin and our desperate situation, our need for salvation. So while the world around us is celebrating constantly, we are prayerfully examining our lives and repenting of our sin. For us Lutherans, Advent is a penitential season like Lent. And let's face it, that's weird. And like Lent, we take the opportunity to gather together for extra church services during the week. In a season that is so busy, so hectic, so packed with extra activities and concerts and gatherings and other things and preparations and trips, we actually add services. We come to church more, not less. And to the world, that's not just strange, that's downright crazy. But not to us. Because we recognize that in the midst of all the hustle and bustle of the Christmas season, those midweek Advent services, they aren't just another thing to cram into our already full calendars. They are a blessed chance to put all the chaos and the stress of the world aside. They're a chance to wind down and relax and be served by God's holy word. Gathering together on Wednesday evenings in the presence of God isn't another thing that we have to do. It's a wonderful thing that we get to do. Something just for us. A precious gift to ourselves. But of course, the world doesn't see it that way. The world doesn't get it. The world just shakes its head and says, "You silly Lutherans." But you know, why should we be surprised that the world doesn't understand Advent? I mean, that's just one little thing that we as faithful Lutherans do that the world doesn't get. That the world mocks, that the world says is just plain crazy. Think about all the things that we do, all the things we teach, all of God's word that we proclaim so boldly and unashamedly that this sinful world simply doesn't get. We believe, teach, and confess that baptism, simple water combined with God's word of promise, can work faith in sinners, even in babies who can't tell us that they believe in Jesus. We say this because this is what God himself has said, that baptism is all his work, not ours. And yet, because sin has blinded this world and even blinded us sometimes, people look at our blessed practice of infant baptism and say, "Those Lutherans must be crazy." And while we're talking about the craziness of the sacraments, how about the Lord's Supper? We Lutherans believe, teach, and confess that at this altar, we are not just receiving a reminder of what Jesus did for us. We're not just having a little historical reenactment. But that we receive by our mouths the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, just as he himself said we do. And again, we believe this because this is what the Bible has clearly said in several places in no uncertain language. And that in itself makes us crazy in the eyes of many people around us. We actually believe that the Bible is the Word of God. The Bible doesn't just contain the Word of God. It isn't an approximation of the Word of God. It is the Word of God. The same Word that He spoke to His faithful people through the prophets and the apostles. The same Word that established and founded and led the one true faith from Adam and Eve to Noah, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to Moses, to King David, to Isaiah and Zechariah, to Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, Silas, Timothy, to the early church fathers like Ambrose, Clement, Polycarp, Athanasius, to the reformers, to Trinity Lutheran Church of Loudon, Iowa. We believe that God's word is actually true, actually applies to all ages, actually is more important and more authoritative than man's word. And we're not afraid to let God's word shape us, rather than try to let our sinful desires shape God's word. What we do in the church and in our everyday lives, it is formed, molded, and forged by the word of God. and to the sinful world around us, the world that wants us to make God in our image, the world that wants to say that sin and debauchery are just fine and dandy, the fact that we would put value in the Word of God, that we would actually consider things to be sinful and worth turning away from, well, to the world, it's just plain crazy. But it isn't. Because God's Word is the only thing that we have that won't ever lead us astray. Has the world around us changed at all in the last century? Has the idea of right and wrong changed at all, maybe in the last 10 years, 10 months, 10 minutes? Well, of course it has. Because man's ways are always shifting like sand, blowing this way and that at the slightest wind. Somebody comes up with a new idea and the world goes running after it saying, yes, this must be the truth. And then the new idea, yes, that must be the truth. We can't even keep up with what the latest politically correct term for something is, what the latest fads are, whether butter is good for you this week or if it's going to kill you. Our culture is constantly changing, constantly making up new things, constantly leading us astray. But God's Word is not. His Word created this world. It sustains this world. It guides this world, even if the world wants to pretend it doesn't. The Word of the Lord endures forever. It is the truth, the only truth that holds all of history together. It is the authority above all authorities, the timeless truth that never changes, the unwavering standard by which all things are measured. And for that, we crazy Lutherans give eternal thanks to God. Because that word which condemns our sin, that word which tells us how lousy we truly are, that lets us know that we are filthy, rotten, no good sinners deserving of eternal hell, that same word also gives us the unquestionable peace and joy of knowing that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came to us in meekness and humility, born in a stable in Bethlehem, born of the Virgin Mary to take away the sins of the world. That unchanging, steadfast Word of God tells us that the tiny baby whose birth we are patiently waiting to celebrate is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. That the little infant wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger is the promised Messiah, God Himself in our flesh, who came to us to suffer and die in our place so that we could live with God in paradise forever. We sinners who don't deserve anything good from God, we are given the free gift of forgiveness, life, and salvation, even though we can't do anything at all to earn it. That Word of God that the world derides and hates, it lets us say without any doubt that when this flesh and heart shall fail, we will be with Jesus Christ in eternal paradise. Not because of anything we've done, but in spite of what we've done, and because of what Jesus has done for us. An outsider would look at all that and say, you're crazy. They'd offer evidence and logic and reason that proves that what we believe is wrong. They'd ask why in the world we would bind ourselves to beliefs like these when there are so many other more fun options to choose from. When there are so many things that the world says they are good and doable that we turn away from. The world ridicules and mocks us for thinking that anyone can know real truth. They shake their heads in disbelief, unable to comprehend how someone could even think that there is a God of any kind, much less one that would care about us. It would give us a good, long talking to and tell us that we are just plain crazy. And they'd be right, at least about the last part. We Lutherans, we're crazy. We're weird. We're strange. We are not like other people. We're not perfect, and we're certainly sinners, but we are forgiven. Not by what we do, but by not by trying to redefine sin like the world does. but by what Jesus Christ, the promised Messiah, has done for us. We believe the crazy notion that God's word is truth, and that God is love, even when he tells us what we are not to do. We believe that God came to us in the flesh, not to condemn us as we deserve, but to sacrifice everything for us so that we could be cleansed of our sin, forgiven of all our wrongdoing, justified in his sight. And to the sinful world around us, even to our own sinful nature within us, that's just downright crazy. So yeah, let's get crazy this Advent. Not in the way of the world, but wearing lampshades on our heads and utterly embarrassing ourselves at Christmas parties. Let's get crazy Lutheran style. Let's rejoice in the fact that we are different from everyone and everything out there. Let's not hide the fact that our beliefs don't fit with this world, because this world is doomed because of its sin. Let's celebrate differently, in sanctified ways that point others to Jesus, sharing the reason of his birth, both law and gospel, not just while we're at church, but in everything we do. Let's turn away from the commercialism and the hustle and bustle to focus on what's really important, taking time to hear God's word, to receive his eternal gifts, and to sing his praise for delivering us from sin, death, and the devil. Let's give thanks to God for doing things completely different from the way of the world, giving us gifts that we don't deserve. Let's get crazy and boldly stand up for Christmas, telling the entire world that we are not ashamed of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he's more than just the reason for the season. He is the Word of God incarnate, the promised Messiah for whom we eagerly await his return. He is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. He is the one who entered into this world as a baby, who rode into Jerusalem on a foal, the colt of a donkey, to suffer and die in your place, to rise again from the grave for you, to give you everything that he has. And his word assures you that though the world might think you're crazy, by his cross, by his empty tomb, you are forgiven of every one of your sins, and eternal life in heaven is yours. To God alone be all glory, now and forever. Amen. And now that peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.